Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, we are going to do a little bit of combat pistol crap, although we're going to be doing some things that, you know, that we haven't done before, because heretofore, and that, of course, is with Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Mr. Bill. How are you, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you how I am, because I've, right. while you've been rehabbing off of some horrendous operation, and that's if it goes right, you know, with your hip replacement.
Right.
And then you tore up one of your tendons, and I saw the picture of that one after they sewed it shut, and that still made me cringe. And you've been rehabbing because there are very few non-mobile gun instructors that I know of that are actually of any account, really.
Right.
So, and you have been working
that out.
Yeah. So you have made that turn. You have recovered faster. Your recovery curve has been actually quite quick, sort of Wolverine-ish, if you will.
Yeah.
In the meantime, this is what's been going on with me. So I had a heart attack back in 2015. And when they had to do open heart surgery on me because I had a double blockage, and when they were turning everything back on, because they shock your heart and it, you know, then they put you on, you know, on a bunch of machines to do your body functions while they're welding stuff onto your heart and everything.
Right.
Then when they started when they started flipping things back on, the one thing that didn't want to come back on was my lungs.
Right.
So where normally you wake up from open heart surgery in 16 hours, I was down for 56 or 57. And they didn't
You even came around.
Yeah, and this is the thing. It was so bad that while I was in the ICU, they made a certain determination to where, because they didn't think anything was going to get paid, they put me in collections. That's how bad it was looking for me. But that's not what happened. I did wake up. So since 2015, I've gone through various levels of trying to rehab and get certain things back. My heart runs like a Rolex. It's in great shape. But my lungs, not so much. And for the past... For the past 3 years, I've had bronchitis at least once a quarter. I've had pneumonia a couple of times. I've had COVID in 2020. And I'm asthmatic. We found out I'm asthmatic. So with all of that going on...
Against it, man.
Yeah, I am. With all of that stuff that's going on, I decided at a certain point to start renewing certain things. So the first thing I started working on was my back, because I sort of had spinal stenosis. And all of these things have been beating each other up, right?
Right.
So like with the, I've basically been on prednisone for 3 years straight.
Okay.
There's two byproducts of prednisone that are horrible, and I didn't know what they were until I figured it out last week, or week before that. Weight gain. Weight gain. And, It taking it as long as I did, and I was taking it under the care of a facility, not a doctor, but a facility. I should have been on it that long, suffice to say.
So where are you at now?
Well, I fired the facility, and I'm going to start with a new doctor, a real doctor, an internal doctor, tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm in the hunt again. I think I've armed myself with enough knowledge to get back in the hunt again. But, like, some of the things that you've talked about in the past when you're talking about, well, what you wear and what you're going to carry and what you might run and get, run around and fight in is all going to be based upon your personal fitness. Well,
absolutely. You're only going to be able to fight for as long as you're in shape to do it.
At this particular moment, I would need a combat segue.
Right.
So, but that's my journey begins tomorrow. I've been working on my teeth, my back, and now we're going to work on my lungs.
Cool.
And for that reason, you know, I want to open up and talk about with adversity, with physical adversity that occurs with all of us if we live long enough and for the mileage to catch up with some of your students. Do you run up against that? Do you run, like when I took Jaeger's class, when I took fighting pistol?
Right.
I had two asthma attacks on the range.
Wow.
But it was because I was sucking up dust, and it was. But both times was when we were on the ground.
Right. Well, I mean, the only reason I've discouraged anyone, and it's only happened on two occasions, from actively participating in a training program I'm running, was in respect to them being able to be safe and handle their weapons in a manner in which, you know, two things are satisfied. They can maintain absolute positive control of it and apply muzzled awareness at all times. And on, you know, two occasions were dudes like physically incapable of doing that. Not that they didn't want to, but it doesn't matter who you are or what your immediate physical circumstances are. If you're balancing, you know, your daily life activities and nursing an injury at the same time, and, you know, you carry and you're very weapons aware, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, you need to reassess your abilities and adjust your entire plan in respect to, you know, if you had, you know, your A game, you're following your A game in best case circumstances. Well, if you get knocked down to 70% and you can only function at 70%, well, what's your adjustment to your A game?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
My level of awareness is seriously increased. And even from a basic instinct level, I mean, look at it in nature. You know, one, wounded animals are the most dangerous animals you're going to have to deal with. Two, their level of awareness and ability to project their awareness to pay attention to what's going on around them is certainly increased due to the injury and incapacitation. So we're just smart animals, you know, and as a matter of fact, some people probably need to learn how to start paying attention to their basic instincts. You know, when you get, you know, when you, something in your mind tells you something's not right, it's not right. You know, don't sit there and try to justify it away so you don't have to get involved. You know, go with that gut instinct. You know,
hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. You can go and check out combatspeed.com and see what may be up there. We'll check on that when we get back. Also, go check out Dave on his personal Facebook page, Dave Harrington. He does plenty of guitar riffs on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Shoot, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount
discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Super Dave Harrington, you know, we talked about the website being a work in progress before we continue on in the health conditioning thing.
Right.
Are you posting classes there now?
I've got my schedule together, and I'm in the process of learning how to do that.
Right. Okay.
So it'll happen here shortly.
And
otherwise, in the posts, the information that I do put out, you got to contact me by email anyway.
Right.
So you just shoot an email, and we'll go from there.
Very good. So back to the whole conditioning thing.
Okay.
See, this is the thing that I'm a little bit concerned about. I do run around with a rescue inhaler.
Okay.
And they work. They work very well. But I haven't really done a all out assault in years. When I came out of surgery and when I got out of recovery, I started riding a bike. And what I'm trying to do is get back in a position to ride a bike. But right. At one point, I was up to riding a bike 20 miles a day.
No, I get it. You're just going to have to take it in sound bites, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
work it out one piece at a time. But keep in mind, everything's got to balance out. You can't just say, I need to get in shape, and then go whole hog into your daily schedule being about getting in shape. You don't put your gum work on a shelf. What about your gym work? What about your job and all the other things? You know what I'm saying? It takes time.
That's definitely going to stay in play. I'll be doing my bike riding in the mornings.
Right.
And the Dewey Dawn is still out there, just like we used to. Well, no, not like we used to when we did PT. That's a little too early for me.
Well, I hate to have to remind you of this, man, but I've got to where I have to remind myself almost moment by moment is, it's getting harder and harder to run with the young dog.
Yeah.
the that whole saying about old age and treachery will, like, get you nowhere or whatever. I can't remember. But, getting a little long in the tooth, and my personal, absolute, on a metaphysical level, core discipline has been greatly affected by all the adversity I've been forced to deal with in the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
However, the point I'm trying to make is you don't snap back at 60 like you snap back at 30. And that's bottom line.
Yeah.
So, age in the end gets all of us. So enjoy it while you got it to enjoy. But, the simple fact of the matter is I just am not going to quit living. You know what I mean? Just because I've got to deal with a little adversity or physical difficulty, get through it, recover from it. Best you can.
Sure.
Excuse me. Recover from it best you can and drive on. But
yeah. Some of the things I'm going to shift, like heretofore, I've always loved lifting weights. And that's really affecting. Well, it's starting to affect my joints. So the other day I was watching Sylvester Stallone. He was talking about his workout and what his workout has done to him now. That he's in his 70s, what he feels now when he's trying to work out. He's had to abandon the weights, and he now goes with the exercise bands.
Right, that's fine. I mean, but that's a perfect example of adaptability, based on immediate circumstance.
Right. So,
and that's another point of interest, man. People need to be reminded from time to time. We are the most adaptive animal on the face of the planet. That's pretty much why we own and operate it. But you got to remain flexible, adaptive, creative. And sometimes, you're not going to find the solution to your problem written down anywhere, man. You got to develop it. You got to come up with it.
Yeah, I got to make it. Yeah, so
yeah, don't let anybody tell you any different, you know.
Well, that's what's going on with me, and I have been listening intently when you're talking about that, because now what I'm trying to figure out, like when they let me out of the hospital for the first 60 days, because they saw your breastbone down the middle, and then they stick it back together with some glue and some wire, and they don't want you to do anything. You can't pick up anything that weighs more than 5 pounds with two hands.
Oh, yeah, dude. I believe, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but once they bust your rib cage, man, that affects you the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, my ribs still hurt. I actually, when it rains, my ribs ache like I have arthritis, because when they pull that back, your ribs are actually rolling up on each other, which they're not supposed to do that. They're never meant to. But what I'm saying is that, initially when I came out of this, when I was carrying, as soon as I got out, I started carrying a gun. But then my question was, and it was certain things, and you're talking about you're going to have to make your own way. I was wondering how much a gun weighs when you pull the trigger on it, because for that instant that you're taking the recoil, that's weight. And nobody could tell me. Nobody could give me any. And it doesn't surprise me, dude.
I don't even understand what you're asking. What do you mean the weight of the pistol?
Well, when I'm pulling the trigger on the pistol,
the energy and felt recoil.
Yeah, that. In that moment of pulling the trigger and the gun going off, how much is that?
Going bang.
Yep.
Well, that's a measurable. It's measurable. Felt recoil impulse is measurable, and it's going to be based on the caliber.
Yeah.
And it'll be cartridge specific, based on the velocity it's loaded to and the bullet weight.
Well, nobody could tell me, so what I did, and we're about to head to break, so hang on for me. Uh-huh. What I did was I went to a Glock 26 with the lightest round I could find, and I just left the 10-rounders in there, and I was hoping that would do it for me. You can catch Super Dave at CombatSpeed.com. You can also catch him on his personal Facebook page, Dave Harrington. You ought to go there. It's a rockin' good time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News. President Biden is optimistic about the pace of coronavirus vaccination, but warns we're not there yet. Biden visiting a vaccination site in Northern Virginia and again urging everybody to get the shot when it's their turn. About 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House in January. Two men on an FBI watch list were caught at our U.S.-Mexico border.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting U.S. border agents arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. One man, age 33, was arrested January 29th trying to enter Calexico, California. The second man, age 26, was arrested March 30th, also at the Calexico port of entry. The agency did not provide the names of the men from Yemen. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and the other thing I'm concerned about working on, and I'd like your take on this, and you tell me how important you think this may be, is flexibility.
Everything, man.
Everything?
Absolutely, because you're only going to be able to, you know, you've got to be able to move. Period.
Right.
Any direction, up, down. I mean, think about, look at the physicality involved in just a basic 3 to 5 second rush. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
If he sees me, I'm down. You got to be able to function, man. You've got to be able to move. So I would put emphasis on cardio, body weight, calisthenics, and stretching. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
I do use some light weights with high reps, but that's primarily in support of doing gum work. Wrists, forearms, shoulders.
Just going to have to be that. I mean, as I'm setting myself up to go here, and I mean, actually, the way it was set up where I first met up with you, this has been leading me to where I'm going to go, because I've been observing what you're doing, listening to what you're doing, and listening to the lessons you've been giving about, well, you can do any of these things you want to do, as long as you can physically actually do it.
Right.
And that's a big part of it. And what Dave was just talking about, the simple 3-second rush. This is where an infantry soldier is walking along, bang, bang, bang. He's going to run full speed, and then he's going to fling himself, land on his knees, slam the butt of his weapon into the ground, and land in a perfect prone position. If I had to do that today, and I mean, when I took basic training, it was in Columbia, South Carolina, Fort Jackson.
Right.
The ground there is like concrete. And I would throw my body on that just willy-nilly and just bounce right back up. And even at the end when I was 30 years old and I was at the end of what was going to be my career in the military, I was still quite able to bounce around and do everything I had to do. And
well, you know what I learned from doing all of that?
What's that?
Stay off the ground whenever possible.
Yeah. Because the getting up part gets to be harder and harder as time presses on. So,
right.
Now, for somebody like you, right, have both of your knees been replaced?
Right.
And your hip.
Okay.
And
you've
had your tendon repaired.
Right.
Have you adapted the way you move when you're under movement with a gun, or
Actually, because I've had all these issues corrected, I feel better than I ever have, but I have yet to find out how well I can shoot, move, and communicate, because I just simply haven't done it yet, but I'm fixing to here shortly. I'm going to do my first full-blown gig mid-April in Camden, Tennessee at James Yeager's place.
Wow.
Facility.
Okay.
And I'm going to run an advanced modern combat pistol program, and it's about 10 pounds of material in a 5-pound sack. And it's going to be executed at a pretty furious pace. So I'm excited to see if I can pull it off based on how I've got it laid out in my mind's eye.
Now, will you do this?
Everybody's going to have a good time.
When you start in this, are you going to ramp that up? Are you going to start at a certain point and say, okay, let's see how this goes? Or are you just going to go 0 to 60?
Oh, no. We're going to hit the go button. And we're going to keep going faster. We won't decelerate until the gig's over.
Gotcha.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I can imagine it will be.
I'll plug you in, man.
Huh?
You show up, I'll plug you in.
When are you going?
I believe the training dates are the 17th and 18th of April. That's a Saturday, Sunday, mid-April.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to you about that offline. I know James would let me take the class.
Just be prepared to go to work, dude.
I understand.
When you get there.
I understand. I mean, I went there. I took fighting pistol in June in Camden, Tennessee. It was in the 90s all day long. I only had to come out of the sun one time. I had two asthma attacks, but it was a big class. It was like 54 people, and I would get up on the firing line as often as they would let me. Because when I start training, I mean, I get to where I really enjoy it.
Oh yeah, but the heat is brutal.
Yeah, it was. It was. Terrible.
That time of year? Yeah. Yeah, right now it's perfect weather here. Like 80s. Clear. Very nice. Cool in the evenings. But it's going to start heating up here pretty quick.
Gotcha. Well, we'll see. I'm ready for the heated up part. I am. I'm ready for the pollen to be gone and all the other stuff. I'm really seriously considering relocation, because where I live, this is holding me back as far as the way it affects me, the way the pollen and everything affects me.
Oh, yeah, the weather and all that.
Yeah. So.
Well, move, dude. You sound like you need to go out west where it's dry.
Well, maybe out west. I don't know. Florida looks awful nice to me right now as far as the way the state's being run.
Oh, well, I mean, as far as the political scenario, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know how this weather would affect you. I mean, yeah, dude, it's hot and wet down here, man, and it stays that way except in the winter. I mean, I pretty much consider Florida having two seasons, man, the dry season and the wet season.
Sort of like Vietnam?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well. Anyway,
you got the winter and the summer.
Yeah. Wherever it is, wherever I go, I've got to make sure I'm able to do whatever I got to do when I get there. But, yeah, I have considered that. I just don't know what I'm going to do at this particular moment. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk about, say somebody like me, we're going to talk about what you're going to do at Tactical Response and how you would advise somebody going there. To test those limits. Would you be doing something prior? Would you be doing something after? Would you be doing something to get ready to go? That kind of thing. For those people that want to check it out, Dave is getting ready to update his website. He's going to get his schedule up there pretty soon. Combat Speed LLC is about to go back online, and you can keep up with that by checking it, combatspeed.com. And also, you know, check him out on Facebook, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So we are talking to Super Dave Harrington. We've been talking about something that I'm going through right now, and probably quite a few people have gone through, especially as we age, which is, do you think as we age as gun carriers, as gunfighters, that we have to work harder at the craft as far as just trying to do the stuff to go along with it to make it work, the exercising and the flexibility and the rehab and all that other stuff?
Yeah, it gets a little more difficult. I mean, it depends on, really your individual circumstances in respect to, you know, what you've been through in your life or, you know, what your, you know, level of, you know, physical fitness is, regardless of your age. It's going to vary for everybody. But you can't discount the mental aspects of it either. One thing, like, for example, I no longer consider close combatives an option. You know, I am least likely to mix it up physically unless I absolutely had to.
Right.
And if I had to, I'm confident, you know, I could hold my own. I just don't want to have to do that. So I'm more likely to shoot you now than before. You see what I mean?
Well, you know, with that, I kind of think, especially in the case of you and me, as many with the injuries you've had and everything else, and I think with the...
Well, I was using myself as an example.
Well, what I was going to say is I think the bar lowers as we get older. I think the bar to bring lethal force into play has to get lower as we get older. Because we can't really...
Joe, hang on, dude. I want to clarify something.
Yeah,
I don't want anybody to get confused on the point of being within your rules of engagement.
Sure.
When you spoke about lowering the bar, you were talking about your physical abilities and what you would have to consider now because you're less physically capable and more reliant on the firearm.
Right.
Did I get that straight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've got a background in martial arts and kickboxing, and there used to be a time when I would have thought using a gun is so unsporting, but now my recovery time is going to be longer if I take the right hit. I have no idea how I'm going to react if I get hit in the jaw and get knocked out. I know how it used to work when I was younger. I could tell you, I used to have video of that, but now that I'm older, I'm kind of thinking that I probably am not going to bounce back quite as bad. So when I say it lowers the bar, what it means to me is that I am more likely to get hurt more severely. The threat of imminent bodily harm and or death for me becomes easier to attain for an assailant now than it used to be.
Right. Exactly.
So
therefore, I'm going to cut you a lot less slack in respect to executing my tactical plan. You know, my no-go zone expands from 10 feet to 30 feet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you're executing technically and tactically correct, with, you know, in a sense of not being caught in ambush, you should never, certainly if you're armed, why would you allow a circumstance to deteriorate to the point you were having to rely on your physical abilities? You know?
Yeah. What about disparity of force? Where do you draw the line at disparity of force now?
I don't understand exactly what you mean, man. Disparity of force in respect to you.
Numbers. If you're facing multiple opponents.
Right. Everybody gets it.
Okay.
As soon as they can.
That's a fine answer. I'm good with it.
Right.
That's a fine answer. But also with distance, where do you, like, where would you make that determination with distance? If you see a bunch of Utes coming at you with ball bats and everything, and they got their eyes locked on you, how close are you going to let them get before you give them a choice?
You got to figure, man. Confidence in respect to what you know and can do extends your maximum effective range. You see what I mean?
Yep.
So, if in my mind, if I'm faced with an opposition that you just described, I'm going to start dropping them as soon as I feel they're within effective range. I'm not going to let them swarm me, you know, go all zombie on me and get overrun. Why would I do that?
Yeah. I'm just asking. I've already got my program. I have a very simple program.
Right.
And it has been the same since I was younger. And when I was younger, though, I felt like I had more options. But my program is this. If I feel the imminence, right, I'm going to bring the weapon out. If you continue to come at me when I have brought the weapon out and I've signaled my intent to get loud with you.
All right.
If you keep on coming. Okay, and I've tested that twice. I used to deliver milk.
Okay,
and
may I interject something real quick?
Sure.
What you just described, in a sense, is escalation of force.
Right.
What is the, you need to operate within your rules of engagement, but within the realm of common sense, how does escalation of force apply? Now, I want to make a clear distinction. Escalation of force lends itself to organizational type things, you know, police departments, DOD mechanisms, whatever, where you have to deal with, you know, civilians in large numbers, okay, or you're certainly going to be held accountable for your actions. There are specific guidelines, and they vary from organization to organization, but most organizations have, you know, their own escalation of force guidelines. As that applies applies to like a civilian with a carry permit, common sense and respect to escalation of force applies. Now, I know that's going to vary greatly, but the point I'm trying to make is killing another human being isn't something that should be taken lightly, and the fact remains, until you press the trigger on a human being, you won't know you can do it until you actually do it. And there should be, you know, like he described, I would never verbally inform somebody that I was armed or I have a firearm. I wouldn't do that.
No.
If I feel it necessary to rely on the firearm, a pistol, I will draw it from the holster, because if I anticipate its use, it should be in my hand already.
Right.
But what is the ready or working position for the pistol that supports my immediate circumstances?
We're going to have to carry this on next week because we're running out of time. But this was just about fascinating, but outstanding. And next week we're going to talk more about this in our age group and everything else. For those of you that want to follow Super Dave, you can follow him at combatspeed.com. Follow him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. And he'll play you some good guitar riffs and tell you a few things and maybe show you a little training video there as you go along. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Yes, sir. I always appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care and be safe.
Roger that. Coming up next, we're going to speak with writer Lee Williams, and we're going to try to ask the question, we don't know the answer, what is up with Rob Pincus? This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.